Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater in the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. Coming a week from Tuesday to the Hippodrome, the hit musical Finding Neverland. It tells the story of J.M. Barrie, the playwright who created the beloved story of Peter Pan and the family that inspired him to write the iconic story of the boy who didn't want to grow up. Joining me on the phone this afternoon from London is James Graham, the playwright who has brought this story to life in the form of a musical. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So everybody knows the story of Peter Pan, of course, including you. I wonder how your personal relationship to this story affected and informed your work writing the book for this musical.
Well, I think you're right. I think everybody feels like they know this story of Peter Pan quite intimately. We've all seen the Disney movie, or we've all seen a play version in the theater. So what inspired me towards this story is it's almost the story behind the story. It's how J.M. Barrie found inspiration in quite an unlikely place to tell this story about the power of the imagination, really. And I guess I connected with it in a way because I think, like a lot of our audience, particularly the grown-ups, I think you sometimes forget what it was like to be a child and to imagine that anything was possible and that, you know, dogs could be nannies or that children could fly and all those exciting things. I think we all kind of lose as grown-ups when we get involved in our work and our jobs and our day-to-day life. So really, I was excited about exploring how a grown-up man, a playwright, J.M. Barrie, could return to his childhood in a way, I guess, we're asking the audience to return to their childhood too.
Yeah, the relationship that J.M. Barrie had with this family was really kind of extraordinary on a number of different levels, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's a very moving story, actually. So the Welland Davies family, their mother Sylvia and her four boys who'd lost their father. And we meet the family at a time, I guess, when they're doing okay, but they're struggling, they're grieving for their father. And then this guy, this playwright, comes along with a Scottish accent, and he helps them to remember a time when they were more sort of carefree and to use the power of the imagination to deal with their grief. And then I guess, these young boys kind of help him in his adult life as well. So it's a mutually beneficial relationship, I think.
Of course, this story was made into a very famous movie, Johnny Depp and some big stars. You had to make this musical, I assume, a little bit different than the movie. How did you make those calls? How did you approach that task?
Yeah, it was kind of tough because I loved the movie, and obviously it was nominated for an Oscar for Best Picture, and I think it's a film that a lot of people have seen and they're really connected to. But for me, I guess I returned to the original story, to the history. It's the real-life story set in 1903 in London in England. It was remarkable in its own merits. And I guess the joy of doing a piece on stage, a musical, is that you get more space, you get more time really to explore. So myself and the director, Diane Paulus, who's a Tony Award winner, the composers, Gary Barlow and Elliot Kennedy, who are big famous pop writers over here in England, we sort of went back to the real-life story and picked the bits that fascinated us the most.
James Graham is the writer of the book for the hit musical Finding Neverland. It's coming into the Hippodrome June 27th through July 2nd. Come to WIPR.org/inthebromo for a link to more information about all the shows at the historic Hippodrome Theater. James Graham, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. You're very welcome. Hope you enjoy the show.
That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on at the Hippodrome in the heart of the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. For 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.